From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 16th, 2016. That's the sound of water flowing over the Clater Lake Hydroelectric Dam in Pulaski County, Virginia. What, do you imagine, might a musical interpretation of hydroelectric power sound like? Have a listen for about 35 seconds to how one composer has imagined that, performed here by a Virginia high school senior. You've been listening to part of Movement 2 of Eric Friedlander's American Power Suite for solo cello, performed by Henry Scutt of Blacksburg on May 1, 2016. Mr. Friedlander's composition, written and first performed in 2011, includes six movements about different aspects of power and energy sources in the United States. Movement 2 was inspired by water power, while the other movements relate to electricity, solar power, oil, nuclear power, and the decisions people make in light of the benefits and costs of power sources. Mr. Friedlander composed American Power in response to a photography collection of the same name, published in 2009 by Mitch Epstein, who aimed to examine visually how energy in the United States is produced, is used, and influences people's lives. In his musical response to those photographs, Mr. Friedlander has said he was led to the source, the power itself, electrical power, hydraulic, solar, and nuclear power, the pace, the heat, and the flow, as he imagined it. The result, he said, was technically challenging music with fast timing and tricky hand positions. Challenging, fast-moving, tricky? Those words describe not only the music of the American Power Suite, but equally the complicated connections among power, people, and the planet. Thanks to Henry Scutt for providing this week's music, and we close with another short excerpt of the water movement from Eric Friedlander's American Power. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.